when a motor's warm and she's purring sweet. Buddy, let me warn ya, you're on a one-way street. She'll crowd your clothes, spin your wheels, then you're gonna know how it feels to spin out. Better watch those curves, never let her steer. If she can shake your nerves, boy, then she can strip your gears. She'll get your heart going fast, then she'll let you run out of gas. So spin out, spin out. Drag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spin out. Spin out. The road to love is full of danger signs. Too many guys were lost to cross those double lines. Don't you know she's out there? Never saw parts move like that before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spin out. Hey, 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 hey. Spin out. Let me hear you spin out.
You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast with Cliff Nesteroff. Finally, a new episode.
faces, no one to talk to, a world full of places, nowhere to walk to, a guitar full of music, a song on every string. But just because you know the words, don't mean you can sing. Just because you know the words, don't mean you can sing. Just because you wear a crown, don't make you a king. Just because it's in the phone book, don't make it ring. Just because you know the words, don't mean you can sing. Build a better mousetrap, everybody buys. A million dollar funeral, nobody cries. Brush away the cobwebs where the weeds grow in the spring. Here lies a man who knew the words but never learned to sing. Just because you know the words don't mean you can sing. Just because you wear a crown don't make you a king. Just because it's in the phone book don't make it ring. Just because you know the words don't mean you can sing.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's strung a beat free. And the stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I'm a red right down in ball. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love stretched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Can capture the heart of a woman with one glance from his flashing brown eyes. Like a bolt from the blue, he can steal her from you. then jump up on his pony and ride, ride, ride. So beware of a tall, dark stranger. If he comes riding into your town, a tall, dark stranger is danger. So don't let no stranger hang around. They say a tall, dark stranger is a demon, and that a devil rides closely by his side. With no warning, he can strike like a thief in the night, then jump up on his pony and ride, ride, ride. So beware of a tall, dark stranger. If he comes riding into your town,
These Are the Years by Jody Miller on Capitol Records. Jody had but one hit in the 1960s. It was what we call an answer song. The track was in response to Roger Miller's hit King of the Road and was titled Queen of the House. And this track was off the album of the same name, Queen of the House, the song we heard, These Are the Years, a great track with perhaps some Phil Spector influence, was composed by Billy Strange, who also arranged this fine album. Today, if you're wondering, Jody Miller has left both the pop and country music fields, but now you can hire her to sing Christian music or, since 9/11, uber patriotic music at your event. Before that, another Capitol Records LP, Tall Dark Stranger, the name of the album and the song, by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, George Jones and The Race Is On. Before that, great song off his United Artists LP, From the Heart, 1966. George Jones was preceded by two unsung greats of country music, Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, and their great composition, The Dumb Song, off their fantastic LP, Birds of a Feather, from 1970. Before Blanchard and Morgan, we started this set of country music with a guy named Curly Chalker and his steel guitar instro version of These Boots Are Made for Walking. Off his LP, the exciting steel guitar of Curly Chalker, Big Hits on Big Steel, on Columbia Records. And you can find some Curly Chalker on YouTube right now. And we started this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast with your host, Cliff Nesteroff, with my favorite Elvis song from his 1966 car racing film, Spin Out, the title theme, Spin Out.
Come on home. say this, but I know you've been untrue.
Just that you're fooling. Come on and hold me. When I come home to you, yeah. When I come home to you.
Think of someplace new where I can go and have a lot of fun. Ah.
Wow! Fly to an iceberg in Iceland.
Man, it's a cool place.
You'll find it's even snowing in the month of June.
Give me a month and I'll fly to the moon. Get me set for launching. Count me down. Blast me off and I'll leave town. Send me up to Mars on Vanguard 6. I want to have a ball with those little green chicks. I need a vacation. Satellites are calling. Summer, Jupiter in the fall, and I'll be on the moon when it's in the winter. I need a vacation. Oh, I need a vacation. I need a vacation so bad. I need a vacation,
how good is that? Good night, Mrs. Flintstone. Woo! That is good. That song is called Good Night, Mrs. Flintstone. It has no real relation to Hanna-Barbera whatsoever, other than the title that was not authorized, was not licensed by Hanna-Barbera. But I guess the members of this band were fans of the Hanna-Barbera cartoon show. So named their instrumental track, Good Night, Mrs. Flintstone. And the name of that band, The Piltdown Men, an amazing California instrumental band from the early 1960s, apparently consisting of disgruntled Capitol session players. And the year before this track, they put out another single, also instrumental, called Brontosaurus Stomp, both on Capitol Records. I don't think they ever put out an LP, just the singles. Got that one for 25 cents. Very pleased. Before that, we heard I Need a Vacation, sensational novelty single on Jubilee Records by the one, the only Jim Backus, Mr. Howell, Mr. Magoo, Mr. Awesome, Jim Backus. This rarely heard single, I Need a Vacation, is the B-side to his better-known track, Delicious, that we've played on the show before. Before that, we heard The Man from Thrush, a cover of an obscure background music type song, underscore music, from the TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And this track performed on this album by the Revengers off their LP Batman and Other Supermen on Metro Records. Before that, The Hollies off their greatest, their grittiest, their most rockinest album by far. I believe their last LP of the 1960s. It was titled Love in Flowers, and the name of the song, When I Come Home to You, and started off this set with In Like Flint, performed by Billy Strange, blowing the roof off the place off his Dynamite LP, James Bond double feature. Although that song is not from a James Bond movie, it's from a James Coburn movie, In Like Flint.
While others must frown, you better now. Just take it from me, life is no game. Most apples is blue, few people are tame. The strongest survive.
Get dressed and walk around in the square standing there. Girl so sad, what's the matter, she said.
Oh, dear sir, the world has got me down. And folks preach happiness when there's none to be found. I type and answer phones to earn my meager pay, to keep me alive so I can waste another day.
I sadly turned and walked away, there was nothing
walking,
I could
walking,
say.
Walking, walking, walking.
Walking on noonday sun, dusty road to town. Saddened by the girl that I had chanced to come upon. Then I'd see a limousine, a rich old guy, mean of eye. He said,
oh, bah, humbug. Can't understand the world is one big bank. You must steal what you can, because it's fools like you who waste their precious time by walking in the sun instead of trying to make a dime.
The words he spoke turned my world gray. Could everybody feel this way? As if it answered down the road, a lovely girl picked flowers of gold. She smiled sweetly and gave one to me and said,
he's kind, sir, don't look so down. For in this hard world, love still abounds. And hand in hand, friends of beauty can lie on clover beds neath a blanket of sky.
Oh, kind, sir, the world has got me down. For in this hard world, love still abounds.
Change the mood with the Alan Neal Quartet, as I open the window. As I open the window, they call across to ask me to get some beer and come up and cut a few touches. Well, I'd already gone to bed, but I got some clothes on and went down to the store for the beer and some of that nice, dry kind of salami. When I got up, there were two old women and a tall, skinny fellow sitting half-dressed holding musical instruments. Now, by half-dressed, I mean the old women were in their birthday suits. And the skinny fellow had a couple overcoats on over his regular duds. And speaking of musical instruments, I refer to the fact that each of them was holding a full-blown mermaid in form-fitting tights, who was crooning like a Mel Torme with a Greek accent. As I commenced to set my parcels on the bed, another old lady came barging out of a closet on zebra back. As I lifted her off the zebra, she said she had herself a sore bottom from riding all the way up from Boston. Would I mind very much holding her for a while? Well, pretty soon they wanted I should fetch some more beer. I found out the only way I could manage the old lady up and down the narrow stairs was to go backwards and to squeeze like crazy on her long legs. Even then, those bony knees of hers sounded an awful lot like somebody having a fit with a drum on either side of it. And every trip, I had to go to a grocery market where we hadn't already been bounced out on my ear. And they kept getting further and further apart. But as a wise man once said, when you come to think of it, a wise man sometime or other seems to have said just about all there is to say about everything. Isn't it curious then that everyone seems to live more foolishly by the second? But anyway, this wise man anyway said, all things do come to an end sometime. As for me, I took the next day off and moved into the broom closet of the nearest YMCA. Now to conclude with some speeches from a play of mine recently written but as yet unproduced called Don't Look Now. This is called Glory, Glory. You know, it's a funny thing to realize that you're living inside yourself. I mean that you're alone there inside yourself. And that in some different sort of way, everybody else is living there too. You know, a lot of people remind me of that John Brown. They're moldering away all right, except the real bad bit is they're using themselves for the grave. We can hire us up the bright boys, with a cyclotron part in their hair to show us that the king hasn't got any clothes on. Incompatible color on a screen so wide, why every button looks like a blow-up of all the continents rolled into one big fiery mushroom. But nobody seems to notice or to care that somewhere along the line the king just kind of disappeared too. No clothes, no king, no nothing. Like you got some bloody mouth dog lombardoing through your garden. You're making a real spooky scene. But you're a real Heat City buster if you let him get at those cats outside the wall. I mean those cats blowing some honest jazz out there. Like you do that, if you don't care about that, nobody'll make it. I mean, like, where do you stand? Like there's so much yak around, nobody has anything to say anymore. I keep hearing you come on. I don't never hear where you've been. Yeah, where do you stand? Like nobody at all wants to cut this tape. The tune's got shoes, sure, but where's the feet? Like the only thing so far anybody ever squared with a square was a big empty box or a desolated earth with his name and his life smeared into it. Like you ride on there, trolley man, you don't have to get off but hell. You never been anywhere else. But everything is very easy to figure. That is, if you do your figuring on blackboards or in the laboratories of the scientists or in and out of books. The only trouble is you've got human beings to think of. Human beings whose lives are lived inside them. And you've got to take what is said back of the words which have become meaningless, back to where those things are, which since the first day the first man set foot on this little planet, never gave a damn about getting any message across. I mean things like a green tree, a field of flowers, the face of a loved woman. Like if you can still hear that talk, if it goes inside you, and despite everything that anybody says and everything that's going on, if it means something to you, then you don't need no homogenized yakety-yak to keep your scene going. You've been around, who hasn't been around? The trouble with everyone now is that everybody's been around to the same place. They've all been told the same thing. They've all been told to do the same thing. And they all plan to do the same thing. So you tell your friend, look, like we're all defeated. Maybe the ways are different, but it's the same dark toss. And he looks at you. You know the way sometimes what a man is gets up into his eyes. And you know, and he knows, that everybody's got to go it alone. I mean, whether you're a man, an era, or a country, the glory, glory bit is something you've got to work out inside yourself. You've got to earn it. You can't press no button and turn no hallelujahs on. Sure, God's good rain comes down,
the beautiful and wonderful sun comes on like crazy, and you poor little human being, you've still got to make it by yourself and with your fellow men. If you can hear that talk and it means something to you, then you will understand when I say that you are to understand this, that an angel has been booked in, and while he plays, you can walk up to the door where the man says, all that fancy yakking stuff still has some of the original truth in it, which was said by honest men in another time. And while that man is speaking, you can see everybody in the whole world sitting at the same table, because the only thing anybody's got to his skin or anything else is that he's a human being, and nobody at all gets put down for any of that rotten jive. Like up to now, that's all been a dirty, filthy lie. So you're glad, in a way, that the lights are out, because in these dishonest times, in these times when the only thing which circulates freely is a lie calculated to hurt all human beings, you're glad that the light is out, because today only in the dark human beings can still see one another for what they are. Human beings, no more, no less. Glory, glory. And who's working at it? In White Plains, Buffalo, New York City, Boston, Erie, PA, Chicago, Galveston, Hong Kong, London, are these suburbs of hell of significance only because people are waiting here for one thing only, waiting to die, waiting for the devil to come to collect on the light bill, and nobody at all will know who he is. Amsterdam, Athens, Moscow, Rome, Madrid, Paris, France. Yeah, glory, glory. Like now when it's dark, when some pretty awful hands are covering all the light switches, we all better try pretty hard to make the scene together as human beings, or before very long there won't be any scene left for anybody to make.
Kenneth Patchen reads with Jazz in Canada on Folkways Records, on an American label, an American beatnik reading to Canadian jazz, recorded at the Cellar, Vancouver, and CBC Studios, Vancouver, 1958. Kenneth Patchen was a brilliant pacifist poet, and he was the first poet to couple jazz with poetry. It's a cliche today, but then He was the first, and then was followed by Kerouac and Rex Roth and so on. Wonderful and rare record on the American Folkways label. Before that, we heard She Always Leaves Me Laughing by the Turtles off their excellent modern-sounding LP, Turtle Soup, and another Turtles track, an earlier one before that, called Think I'll Run Away off their best-selling LP, Happy Together, of course, on White Whale Records. Before that, Coming Home Baby, an uncharacteristic instrumental from the American Northwest band The Kingsmen, you know from Louie Louie. This track off their third LP on Wand Records, and started this set with Just a Little, a single by the Beau Brummels. That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Going to leave you with another Billy Strange track. This one off an LP called Lloyd Thaxton Presents, which was a Los Angeles-based teenage dance program, sort of like American Bandstand, hosted by a guy named Lloyd Thaxton.
Nine.